This podcast is a member of the Detroit Podcasters Network.
Detroit Podcasters Network.
A place to find the greatest podcasts from the Motor City. Located at DetroitPodcasters.net.
Coming at ya from I-94 and I-75. Representing the ongoing struggle to realize the renaissance in Detroit, you have found the Olin Ezra Show. Allow me to introduce the big baby P.
I need a drink.
The front woman of the pills, Miss Danny Catastrophe.
What up, bitches?
The engineer, D. Sway. And for me, myself, and the all-seeing eye, Magnanimous. And now, Olin Ezra.
What's up, internet, in the beautiful yet broke city of Detroit, Michigan? You are listening to another thrilling and self-gratifying episode of the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution. Man, that intro gives me a boner, man. Anyway, we got a special guest co-host, George Vlahakis from Purple Hash Productions.
What's up?
Nothing, man. Thanks for coming out. So you got some info on Purple Hash and Native World and all that good stuff.
I got a bunch of stuff, but we don't need to start off with that, do we?
No. Nah.
Yes.
I mean, I got so much to talk about, but
No, we're not. We'll get to it in a minute.
We got a lot going on right now.
Absolutely. We got Detroit Rock Review. We're going to give them a call. So what's up, Pat? How's your Lions doing today, buddy?
No comment.
We got something coming up January 8th with Christina Chris, the Matt Austin Band, something January 15th with Swigs, J-Bone, Keith Courage, George knows those guys, Southwest yes. Grown, Peter P, Pigpen's on the 1 and 2. I mean, Jesus Christ, we've got so much going on.
I thought George Knows Those Guys was the name of the band for a second.
That's my band, actually.
Yeah, George is actually coming out with a solo project, from what I understand, under the...
There's a little more to it than that. I don't know.
Are you really?
No. There's no way. You don't want me to rap, sing, play an instrument, nothing. You don't want me to do that. It wouldn't sell a single copy.
No.
You'd promote the fuck out of it, though.
I would promote
out of it. It would be in real Detroit
Nobody
Metro
would
Times,
buy it, though.
In Detroit Free Press, in High Times. It would be everywhere, but just be like...
Unless we can get that
Maybe there's
reunion.
Something to it. Maybe people would buy it just because it would be an utter
a joke?
Train wreck.
Make sure to check us out on our brand new website, which is up. There's a link to Facebook, Twitter, MySpace on there. Get at us on the comment line, 313-254-4260. So without any further BS, Steve's not here, but we do, in fact, have a
Beer of the Week.
And that little bad boy would be PBR.
I'm like 99% sure we've done this one before.
We've never done PBR.
I think, honestly, I think we might have.
Well, then we're doing it again because it's the best representation of the show. In alcohol form.
Smirnoff Twisted Mango isn't.
Yeah, I know.
Just in case you...
I know you like to chug the Smirnoff Wild Cherries, Pat, but...
Corona.
I'm with Pat on that. PBR.
That's Corona
disgusting.
Isn't. Corona's not like it's not dirt ball.
Yeah,
it's not
PBR
like
dirty.
It is.
Yeah.
Corona's like the beaches
of Mexico.
Which
doesn't represent
Mexico.
Me at all.
Corona's what you drink at like Tiki Bob's with like
a little lime.
Two milfs on either side of you.
Exactly.
With like
Corona, a little lime.
Is Tiki Bob's still even a club?
It's the fucking worst. We went there the other day. There was like six people in there. It's like someone's basement in college that has like some shitty like Hawaiian decorations thrown up.
I can't believe it's still around.
Yeah.
Pat, have you ever been to Tiki Bob's?
No.
Tiki Bob's Cantina?
No.
So it's nothing like a cantina.
If a cantina feels like a crack house that had a Hawaiian theme Halloween party, then yes, it's exactly like that.
I was thinking super bright colors, happy, summertime, nothing like that.
I don't know. I went in the fall, so there wasn't much going on outside. But no, it's weak.
Hawaiians become suicidal if they see snow. They can't figure out what they're doing, so.
No, there's a lot of snow in Hawaii. There's a lot of snow in Hawaii.
Well, a lot of snow does pass through Hawaii, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Just watch Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah, you know, that's what kept his ass in business. All that snow in Hawaii.
Oh, man, dude, that guy takes himself way too seriously.
His wife has the biggest boobs of anyone in the entire world.
Oh, you know he motorboats them all night long. I mean,
I don't even think you'd need, like, a couple of people to help you. Like, you couldn't. Could you? I don't know.
I just
her boobs are like, you know, Ice Cube or Ice T's wife, Coco.
They're like,
her boobs are like Coco's ass cheeks. They're like that big.
I just want to see them.
Pat, I'm sure they're all like veiny and deformed and like, they gotta like sag, man.
I just want to see them.
Like,
her nipples are probably the size of like a basketball.
I know, man. They're this big, man.
I just want to see them.
So what would you do if you discovered the basketball-shaped nipple?
I say that's nice. I go ahead and roll them up, put them away.
This has nothing to do with PBR, which was our beer of the week, but we got horribly distracted on it.
She reminds me of PBR.
She does. Actually, that whole cast of that show reminds me of PBR also. Nice and dirty. And speaking of that, how can you say you're not dirty? You live off of 7 Mile and Greenfield.
It's not a dirty area.
But it's quote grimy.
Yeah, it's a complete different thing. Completely different.
Well, what's the difference?
We don't do PBR over there.
Well, what do you guys drink?
So I've never had a PBR.
So are you telling me the whole 7 Mile in Greenfield area represents Smirnoff Strawberry?
No.
Smirnoff Akai.
No. But my girl loves it, and her girls love it, which in turn makes me love it.
Wonderful.
No, we do Steel Mill or Milwaukee's Best.
There you go.
There you go. I think that beer also represents the area very well.
Unfortunately.
Speaking of representing the area well, we got our boy Zalder with exclusive rock interviews, innovative car casts, and more. Check him out. And him and the country co-worker at Detroit.InsomniaRadio.net and at ZALDOR.com.
I swear, every time I say that name, Zaldor, I imagine like a Conan-esque, just some big dude in like a fucking turban with a sword.
So what do you guys say we get into some music and do a real quick interview with Mark from As Others Were? We're going to take you into a track and we're going to bring him in.
Yeah!
Mark, you got the two songs up on the MySpace now. Are you going to be releasing any more?
We only have our only recorded songs. We only have three right now, so we're just trying to save up money to do it again, which is kind of tough. So,
where did you guys record at? Because the sound quality on those tracks are pretty good.
We recorded at a place called Fitter Happier Studios. It's run by Josh Wheeler out of Trenton, and it's just a basement studio. He does good work.
Yeah, over in Jersey.
What?
Over in Jersey.
Sure.
Is that Trenton? Right. Over in Jersey.
Yeah. Sure, yeah. What?
Trenton, New Jersey.
Yeah, Jersey.
Trenton, New Jersey.
Is there a Trenton, New Jersey?
Yes.
Yes.
That's, of course there is, because that's where we recorded. So, yeah, that's where we were.
Well, half the band's, like, across the U.S., right? So it makes sense to record on the East Coast.
Sure.
Yeah, so right what's the story with that, though? Well, you got three of your members in Jackson, one in Belleville, and you're from Dearborn?
Oh, man. Yeah, well, I'm actually from Livonia. But, yeah, what happened was... Well, I was going to school out at Spring Arbor University, which is right
next
to Jackson.
That's where my dad went.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Good guy. And I met Ryan out there through some mutual friends, and we found out we had a lot of the same taste in music. And then, I knew James from before, our bassist. And then Ryan knew Rhonda from playing some shows with her old band, Katum. And we just all got together, and we started off just doing it for fun because we all wanted to play some music. And looking for a place to do that, and then it kind of took off from there. So,
who would you guys say are your influences?
I don't. It's kind of hard to say because Ryan is classically trained in his guitaring. He actually played at my wedding, all of our wedding music. So, I don't know. So yeah, but he listens to a lot of jazz, and James listens to a lot of jazz too. Our bassist, and you know, Ben listens to a lot of classical. He's a drum major in college right now, so. I don't know. I guess a lot of people say we kind of sound like a Killswitch Engage type feel.
You do a little bit, yeah.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes,
yeah, totally. I mean, totally on the opposite end of the jazz and the
right.
The
yeah. So I don't know, but it's fun because when you get all those influences and all that training together, we come up with some really cool tunes and some really complex ones, and they're really fun to play. And it's just a good time. We just try writing music. We all. Would want to listen to ourselves.
Where did you guys come up with the idea to do that drum thing?
Yeah, that
you did at the live show.
That is amazing.
That was totally
that was
our
one of
drummer's
the
idea.
Things ever.
Yeah, we were just playing we wrote the ending and we were playing it one time in practice, and our drummer just thought it would be a great idea. Our drummer Ben to grab a couple extra toms and just do it, and it sounded pretty cool and went over pretty well. So
can I do that with you guys next time?
Yeah, for sure, man. Let's hook up a show. We'll do it. I'll call you up there.
When did you discover that you could scream like that? Because the voice that's coming out of you right now is
the
polar opposite.
I say that
right.
At every right. show. No, yeah, seriously. Yeah, yeah. I say that at every show because it is. It's like, what the hell did that just, what happened?
Yeah, well, I started listening to a group called Zayo when I was about 13 or 14, and I just really liked that kind of music, and screaming and music wasn't as mainstream as it has become a little bit. So I just bought, you know, a lot of Deftones and Taproot stuff, and I would just play it in my car and sit in my car and sing along to it and try to kind of mimic, especially what Chino from the Deftones mm-hmm. does, and so I guess he's the biggest influence on my screaming anyway. And that's about it. Just kept practicing it over and over.
Where did As Others Were come from?
You know, I wish I had a really cool story to tell you, but we couldn't come up with a band name. So I'm a big fan of Edgar Allan Poe stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I have this huge book of his poetry, and I was just reading it, and I came up with a list of like 10 band names. And I brought them, and everyone was kind of like, yeah, those kind of suck, Mark. And I'm like, well, I don't care. Pick one. We're going with it. And so we picked As Others Were, and yeah, it's just kind of stuck. And a big deciding factor was it wasn't taken on MySpace, so that was good. And
is that the name of one of his poems then, or that's just like a phrase from a poem?
It's just it's in one of his poems when he's talking about, you know, we once were as others were.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, as
I think
others
it's cool.
were. Yeah. So it sounded kind of cool. We were kind of afraid because there's so many bands that start with as now,
mm-hmm.
like As I Lay Dying and As Cities Burn and everything.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Now, your T-shirt, man, I like that. Where did the influence for that come? Because it looks like it's a shotgun, and then there's a pistol.
Yeah, that was the design from our drummer Ben. His brother Jeremiah designs our T-shirts for us, and Yeah, he came up with that all on his own, and he showed it to us, and it was really cool. And, you know, there's the shotgun going across, and then the O in AOW is a barrel of a shotgun. So he showed it to us, and we're all pretty pumped about it. And we have some new designs we're working on, too. So hopefully we'll get some more T-shirts coming out pretty soon.
Very cool, very cool. Yeah, you guys always have a decent amount of merch at live shows and stuff like that. Now, have you guys played outside of Michigan at all?
Not really, not yet. But, you know, we'd like to. If anybody out there wants to book us outside of Michigan. Give me a call. Yeah.
Well, yeah. So, where can the listeners outside of Michigan contact you guys now?
Probably the MySpace is the best way to do it. I control it myself, so I check it quite a bit, and that's the best way to get in touch with us. And we'll play anywhere. You know, you don't need to pay us very much. We'll play about anything. So, bar mitzvahs, birthday parties,
it's for the love of the rock, yeah!
Family reunions. Yeah, we do it all. So,
that would be highly odd.
It would, you know, but, you know, if somebody wants us to play, we'll do it.
Awesome, man. Well, no, thanks, Mark, for stopping by.
And, yeah, for sure, man.
You know, giving us this nice little segment here, and we're definitely looking forward to the Rack and Roll on the 8th.
Yeah, dude, it's going to be awesome.
Thanks for stopping by, Mark, from As Others Were.
Yeah, for sure.
And,
thanks, man.
We're going to get into another As Others Were track real quick. All right. And that was As Others Were. Man, Mark is a good, good guy.
He's such a nice guy.
What a nice guy. What did you think about Mark, George?
I loved him. I fell in love the minute he sat down. Good guy.
So what do you got, man? What you got, any exclusive info, anything?
Well, I brought with me a new Ajax track if you want to play that.
Absolutely. We'll throw some Ajax on here.
In the Valley. It's off of Mainstream Pollution Chapter 2, which is still being worked on.
Absolutely.
But will.
We were talking about
hit
that
the street soon.
Let's see here. September 2008.
We were pumping that. But we released Real Recognize Real, nice little four-track thing over the summer.
That's true. How did that go, by the way?
Oh, good. Good. We released it on the ABK tour in June, and it was a tour exclusive, but we're still selling them.
You're Ajax's manager, then?
Yes. Okay. I'm Ajax's manager. Him and I run Purple Hash Productions, and then I also do some booking.
Yeah, what's up with
there.
The shop you got going on, man? It's like new and revised, dude. It's really
nice.
Yeah,
well, the new layout should be up hopefully by next Friday. And it's the purplehashshop.com.
Where is it at?
It's on the internet. That's it.
Oh, gotcha.
It is on the internet. Hopefully one day we'll have our own shop.
That'd be nice. But, so would you guys like sell bongs too?
More than likely. Some nice glass pieces.
You guys don't have any glass yet, do you?
We don't. But hopefully soon we will. My buddy Dan out in Dan Pratt out in Lansing, he hooked up some crazy pieces for our boys, the Smokehouse Junkies out there.
Hell yeah.
And at the show Friday night at Max, he gave us nice little shot glasses with the Purple Hash logo on them. Pretty dope.
Nice.
Pretty
Max.
Dope.
I haven't been to Max in forever.
Yeah, Max is a...
I love Max.
I love it too. It's a
great
spot.
How was that
spot.
Show, by the way?
It was
you guys
dope.
Just did.
It was real good. It was real good. Ajax headlined. We had Jimmy Cankles in the house. He reps the Roach Records out in Lansing, and
that's with the Smokehouse Junkies,
yep.
too.
Yep.
And you can check them out on, what, I think episode 43, we interviewed the Smokehouse Junkies.
Yeah, man, they're good guys.
A long time ago. They're one of the most downloaded episodes, believe it or not.
Wow, I believe it. I believe it.
They
got a strong following.
Absolutely, they got a huge following, and people still keep downloading that episode.
Hell yeah.
So, what's going on with ABK? Anything?
Yeah, he's actually out on the road right now on this Native Rhythm tour. And the purpose of this tour was to get him in more native atmosphere, like out in New Mexico, Arizona. And that's where he's at. We got Jaeger to sponsor the tour, so that was pretty cool. And today, where is he today? He's in Albuquerque today. And then he's heading to Vegas for two nights.
He's got a huge, huge native following.
Oh, yeah. Huge, man. He played two nights in Gallup, New Mexico last night, and they kicked the tour off at the Chinle Indian Reservation. So, right on the res, man.
Wow, man.
A lot of peyote going on.
I'll speculate.
At an ABK show? Yeah, absolutely.
So, I think they had a lot of fun. I wish I was there with them. But the next run, I will be.
No, but you're here rotting in
exactly.
the booth for a
I'm here
loss,
in
so
Detroit
you
with
so
you guys.
Much.
Fuck that. I wish I was there with them.
Now, is that how is getting Purple Hash Productions out there, man? Because it seems like it's everywhere now.
Well, right now, when I work for other companies, you know, I do the side booking with everybody. But Purple Hash, right now, to me, is doing pretty good. I mean, we're maintaining a decent amount of sales online with our shirts and stuff. And that's like the main thing we want to focus on is Ajax is the only artist on Purple Hash. We want to sort of push the clothing line a little more now. Because a lot of people seem really into it. So, you know, that's why we opened up purplehashshop.com. And we're just trying to...
Well, it's huge, man, because pretty much it's stoner wear. You know what I mean?
Pretty much, yeah.
Pat, what do you know about skeezy stoners?
I know, I'm sitting next to one, unfortunately.
Nice.
I love being a skeezy stoner, man. It's what keeps me going.
Yeah, if that's what you call going.
How dare you, Pat? You're so critical of me.
No, I just, you know, no. So, George.
Yeah. Well, since we're on the ABK tip, I mean, he's got a show coming up here in Lansing, Michigan at Max Bar on November 28th. That'll be pretty cool. We got Smokehouse Junkies on there, Strychnine, and ABK. It's going to be pretty fresh. And then we got New Year's Eve at the Pike Room, which is attached to the Crowfoot.
That's probably going to be packed.
And, yeah, we plan to pack that place out. DJ Groove and DJ Shank are going to be spinning all night long. It's the Native World pretty much holiday party, New Year's party. Purple Hash is going to be there. Jaeger is sponsoring it once again.
Oh, nice.
So that'll be dope.
And if you're looking for Detroit's official underground hip-hop spot, check out our affiliates Origix in D.C. from TooRawForFM.com and on the world-famous Zone Radio Show locally on 89.3 FM. Stream worldwide at www.whfr.fm. How'd they do on the show, George?
They did real good. They did got they? Too Fat on the drums, Pigpen on the turntables, and then Origix in D.C., man, they tore it up.
We're doing a show with Pigpen, man.
Are you?
And yeah, you know.
Is he going to DJ the whole night? Is that?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And I, you know, I met the guy. I've talked to the guy. Mm-hmm. There's nothing dirty about him. I don't understand where he's getting his Pigpen from.
His look, his attitude. Yeah, I don't know.
I just figured that he'd like have these greasy turntables that were all dirty and destroyed and like dilapidated, but that's not
what
it was.
He was on point. He did a good job.
Hell yeah, Danny. So you got a douchebag, huh?
It's the douchebag, it's Danny's dirty douchebag of the week. Douchebag.
Today we have a very special douchebag. It's an honor. It's the first female douchebag that we've had so far.
Oh. So we have a douchebaguette.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Her name is Carrie Prejean or Prejean.
Oh!
Yeah. The former Miss California. She was Miss California for like, I don't know, 4 days. I think she got fired because she wasn't doing what she was supposed to do. But she was the girl that got asked the question about gay marriage and then just pissed a bunch of people off because she said she didn't believe in it and thought marriage should be between a man and a woman, blah, blah, blah.
But she's doing coke off of strippers' asses, right?
Pretty much. She,
aha!
Well, she bought herself some new boobies right before the pageant. Not that that's whatever, but I don't know. It's kind of weird. Fake boobies for Jesus. But she's one of those assholes that is apparently religious or what she thinks is religious and preaches to everybody, all the rest of us, about what's right and what's wrong. And then now there's a sex tape out of her where she is masturbating. And
hold on, is she using a cross to do this?
I think it's just her finger.
Okay.
No crosses.
Okay.
No crosses with olive oil.
Speaking of olive oil, we don't have comments this week, but there's a comment coming up next week. Apparently a listener took Steve's advice, and that's all I'm going to say.
It's good.
It's hilarious.
It's so good we're saving it for next week.
That's right.
But anyway, so there's a sex tape now that's come out, and she... there was topless photos that leaked, completely separate incidents. So she's just, you know, she's classy. And she also wrote a book about how it's called, like, Standing Strong or something, about how she's, you know, she's just a conservative, good girl and just this filthy world. And she's sticking to her beliefs. And now all this shit's coming out. And she was on Larry King a couple of days ago. And I just watched it, actually, before the show. It's so fucking awkward. He's asking her about, because she settled to keep the sex tape from being released, and he was asking her why she settled, and she wouldn't answer him, and then finally just took off her mic and just walked off the show.
Right. She called him. She said he was being...
inappropriate.
Inappropriate, right. Awesome.
Wow.
So, yeah. Well,
I want to see her inappropriate photos. That's...
Well,
where can I
can.
See those?
Anywhere.
I better Google those when I get home. Pat, you going to Google it, buddy?
Nah.
It's just, why is
Republicans
it always...
don't do it for me.
Why?
Sarah Palin does it for me, man.
Really?
Oh,
I was thinking
yeah.
lately, after reviewing the tapes, it wasn't so much Sarah Palin that did it for me. It was Lisa Ann as who's nailing Palin that did it for me.
Yeah.
But why is it always the super religious a-holes that...
are the most hypocritical?
Yeah, always.
You know,
the worst stuff comes out about them. It's not like everyone's got weird issues and problems, whatever, but it's like these people who are preaching and just are up on this high horse that go out of their way to condemn everyone else are always the people that like get caught with a midget
the problem,
prostitute and
a
fucking donkey.
That's all it is.
The problem is that so many people preach that this is right, I'm right, you're wrong, blah, 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 blah. But pretty much every religion has that clause where no one is free of sin. And that's the one part that everyone always overlooks. like always overlooks.
You know, I mean, it's like I think it's like this, man. If let me think of somebody super religious. Okay, if I ended up overdosed on coke in a motel off Michigan Avenue, you wouldn't be shocked. Be like, well, that's the kind of lifestyle that guy led. But then, you know, it's just weird the hypocrisy that happens because everybody does these things. Yet when it happens to, you know, people that are, you know, of higher, I want to say maybe they think they're higher class, it's like this huge surprise and huge scandal. We've been doing it down here at the bottom for years. Please, cokes, prostitutes, whores, whatever, it's tight. They make a cream for that.
And now she's making money off, if anyone buys it, but I mean, off the stupid book, like, because... So
is it like a Miss Manners type book? Like, how to present yourself respectably?
It came out after she got chastised for saying what she did about gay marriage and how she was against it. You know, is how she... The book is about how to stick up for what you believe in and how,
yet
you know, your
masturbates.
Morals and your values. Yeah.
Yeah, yet she masturbates to lesbians and double-ended dongs and puts it on the internet.
That was
wonderful.
Actually her and I Love the Fishes.
Well, we got a call. We got a call to make here to the Detroit Rock Review now. Now, real quick before we call him, Danny, what's up with these guys now?
These guys are awesome. We've known them for about a year and a half now. They've really supported everything that our band's done. They are an organization. Mark is the main guy, Mark and his wife, and they have a small crew of people that help them out. They do tons of stuff. They write reviews of local band CDs. They book shows. When we call them, they're going to tell us about a big Thanksgiving show that they have coming up. Mark takes photographs at all these shows, great photographs. They do everything that they possibly can to support local music. And they do it pro bono just because they love it. And it's
pro
great.
Boner.
This is not Mark Nader, is it?
It's not Mark Nader.
Oh, okay, because you said taking photos. I'm like, wait a minute.
No, not Mark Nader.
Speaking of that, awesome, awesome photographer, by the way.
Love Mark Nader.
Mark Nader does great work. So we're calling Mark from the Detroit Rock Review.
Hello.
Mark?
Yes.
What's up, Mark? It's Danny and the rest of the crew from the Olin Ezra Show. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's going on, Mark?
Hi.
How you guys doing?
Good. Mark's been up north for like 3 days just crushing beers, right?
Oh, yeah. You know that.
So you're wasted right now.
Oops, we got a bad connection here, then.
Are you hammered right now?
Wait. No, we're not hammered, no.
Why not?
Bummer. So, Mark, I was just telling all the guys, but tell it, because I'm sure you can tell it better than me. What exactly do you guys do?
What do we do? Well, we're first and foremost major fans of the Detroit music scene, always have been for quite a few years, but it was kind of channel.
Mark?
And we lost him.
Hello? Hello?
He's gone.
Damn
Mark?
It. He's up north.
Hello? Hold on. If I scream hello louder, he might hear. Hello?
Are you there, man?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear us?
Hello?
Hi. We might have to resort to smoke signals if this doesn't work.
Smoke signals will work.
So, yeah, you were telling us what Detroit Rock Review does.
Okay, yeah. What we do is we basically go see live rock shows, check out the bands, just about any kind of genre. You know, it's from country to hip-hop to rap to metal to rock. You name it, we're there.
Awesome. Mark.
Scream again.
Hello!
It's not working here, is it?
Now, you're up north. You're hunting buck right now?
We're trying to, yeah. We're up north.
Are you really going hunting?
I just walked back in. I had a rifle in my hand just leaning up against the wall right now.
Shut up. Does your wife doesn't hunt, does she?
No, my kids do. The rest of the crew does. Most of them do. And if not, they used to be up here having fun with us and hanging out at campfires.
Is it the whole DR2 crew up there?
Actually, no. About half of us are, though. Don's out in the woods. He's out in a tree stand right now trying to find his buck.
You got to make me some jerky, man. Can you do that?
Yeah, we do that. We do. We smoke our own. We actually.
I enjoy smoked meats.
Now you enjoy smoked meats or smoking meat?
No comment.
Mark, are you still there, buddy?
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, okay, cool.
Hey, Mark, tell us about your Thanksgiving show you got coming up.
Oh, well, you know what? DR2 and New Theory putting on a show at Emerald. It's called Thanksgiving Show at Critical Bill.
Awesome.
And, yeah, it's going to rock. We got Richie Nix there, Bama No Name, Stellar Drive. Christina Chris is opening up the show, so it should be a hot one.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a solid lineup.
That's going to be packed. Now, that's Thanksgiving Day, right?
Thanksgiving Day, totally free. Catch a band, hit them up on their MySpace, drop us as much message at dr2.com, and we'll get you tickets, man.
There's just going to be a bunch of people walking around like zombies in food comas.
Yeah. No, last year was a blowout, boy. There had to be about 1,500 people in that place.
Wow. What time does that start?
6 p.m. Doors open at 6. Bands will probably be rolling about 7.
All ages?
All ages.
The Olin Ezra Show needs 4 tickets, please, if you would, good sir.
We'll get them to you, every guy.
Beautiful. Awesome. Hey, what? I know you guys support all kinds of genres. What's your favorite genre, personally?
Oh God, you know what? I can't even answer that. I love them all, honestly. Yep, it's all about the music. If it's good, I love it. I could be at a Hush show, you know, listening to that hip hop stuff, and great. I could be at a Pills show and love that too. You know, I love it all.
Aw. Paid him to say that.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
They got a pretty awesome album out right now.
Aww. Mark, I'll just cut
you. You should pick it up. You know, if you stop by DetroitRockReview.com, we got a review all up on it.
There you go. Yeah, that review, that I'll be honest, it brought a tear to my eye when I read it. It was such an awesome review.
That's DetroitRockReview.com.
That's right. Yeah, you can find us everywhere. You can find us. That's our home right there, but we're on MySpace. We're on Facebook, we're on all that tweet stuff, you know.
You guys, I feel like are really blowing up lately. You guys are starting to gain a lot of recognition, a lot more recognition that I feel that you guys deserve, because you guys do so much for local bands.
No, appreciate it. Yeah, you know, it's actually really going a lot more than we ever thought. So, we actually get contacted by various labels out there too, talking to them, they're asking about different bands or what's going on. So, you know, of course, they fly those tickets and you go see their bands too. But it's cool.
Sure. Yeah, it's all about networking.
Totally. Well, Mark, man, I want to thank you for taking the time out, man. We got to get your ass out there and go get yourself a deer, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to head out there here again as soon as we hang up. I'm going to go out there. We got some venison stew cooking on the stove right now.
Oh,
so we get
man.
Back in.
You're killing me, buddy.
Do you guys have, are you drinking the Bush Camo edition?
Yeah, well, we got that Bush Light going.
Perfect.
Yeah, we got the 30-pack stacked, you know?
All right, Mark, take care, buddy.
Thanks,
okay,
Mark.
Guys. Take it easy, man. Thanks for having me.
And that was Mark from the Detroit Rock Review. I like the technical difficulties there. It added some flavor to the interview. It was amazing. I didn't know that me going, hello, was going to actually work. I don't.
Twice.
Every time.
Yeah, that was fucking weird.
Unbelievable. But, yeah, so I didn't get any comments into this episode yet. I'm sorry, I actually got them, pulled them, and I forgot. We got some great comments coming up on the next episode, but I figured we'd do something special and call, like, the biggest fan of the Olin Ezra Show there has to be. I mean, this man bleeds black, red, and white,
God
the
bless
colors
him.
On the website. So what do you say we give Nate a call?
Let's do it.
Greetings, salutations, and top of the evening to you.
Nate.
Hi, Nate.
What are you doing?
I was just out for a walk to get some cloves. Brother, what are you doing?
You're walking to get some cloves, huh?
Some cloves? Yeah, some Dijon specials. Dude, you of all people would know how good they are. Yeah,
Nate,
you know
man.
What's really weird, though? You know what's really weird? I've been seeing a lot of squiggers around my neighborhood, and I have not seen those anywhere but Detroit. It's weird.
I'll let Pat ask you what that is, buddy.
No, I think I might want to punch him even harder.
Do you not know what a squigger is?
I think I got a good idea what he's going to say, so I'm I'm not even going to entertain it.
What is it?
Squigger, it's just a black squirrel, man.
I thought so.
Oh.
So anyone that comes across Nate, anyone that happens to run across Nate.
Racist. Boy, you can call me a Nick Levin fucking alcoholic Irishman all you want, man. All racism is in good fun with me, man.
But it's not with everybody else.
It's gonna be a good fun when everyone like fucking gang rapes you. Nate, California style.
I have a serious question to ask you. And you call the comment line 567 times a week. I can only use one comment a week. Why? Why do you call the comment line so much?
So possibly you could like save some of the comments that, you know, are not time based for later.
Aha. I understand what you're doing. You're providing us with more material than necessary, so we don't have to come back to you and ask for anything more. You're just giving it to us up front. I can appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm really good at chess, you know, so I tend to think ahead.
No, no, you guys are overanalyzing. He's just got a lot of fucking time on his hands.
I do tend to have a bit of time on my hands.
See? Vagina.
What's that?
Nothing. Just go ahead and continue to make me want to kill myself. Talk more.
Are you and Nate going to fight at the next event, Pat?
Friendly fight?
No. Friendly fight. Right, we're going to have a friendly fight.
I'll take anybody on. I don't give a fuck.
You should arm wrestle. Don't fuck with Nate and arm wrestle.
No, fuck that. He's probably masturbating as we speak. So I'm not testing that arm strength.
Hey, man, you know what? If God had intended us to not masturbate, he would have made our arms shorter.
Wow.
So take that one, big BBP. Fucking everybody jacks off, man. Ain't no difference. Doesn't make a fucking difference.
See, I mean...
Everyone doesn't jack off when they're being interviewed by the Olin Ezra show.
No, Nate is very proud of his exaggerated forearms.
Don't
go that far.
Nate, man, we appreciate everything you do for the show. Thank you for supporting us. We know we give you a hard time because we love you, so thank you for answering my question.
He can't answer. He's too busy beating off.
All right, Nate, we're going to let you go, buddy, man. Enjoy your walk, okay? I'll call you later. I'll smoke one with you, buddy.
All right, keep it real.
All right, peace.
All right, Nate.
Bye-bye.
The number one fan of the Olin Ezra show.
I fucking hate that guy.
You don't hate him.
I want him to do a backflip into fucking traffic.
George is going to kill himself over here of laughter, man.
Oh, my God. I want to play catch with Nate and just throw it to a fucking freeway. See how far he runs.
Other than that racist comment, it was good to talk to him. Nate, you really got to wonder or think about what you're saying sometimes. Okay, squirrels do not have a race. All right, unless they had a race of their own, like squirrel people. And then they would be called squirrel people. Not derogatory remarks that mean ignorance people.
I hope Nate chokes the death on semen.
Oh my God. An overdose of throat yogurt.
That's it. That's all.
His own semen or somebody else's?
Wow.
Honestly, I don't even care.
All right, we're gonna completely do a flip and we're gonna play some Ajax. What's this called, George?
This next track is called In the Valley. It's off Mainstream Pollution Chapter 2, which hopefully will be out April, May-ish of 2010.
Exclusive.
Just grew into it, pumping that exotic shit, twisting up a Hindu slip, do a die's real to all my cats who really been through shit. A year after my uncle's death, I've completed my internship. Never hopping in too quick, bitch, you oughta notice these. I've been writing rhymes for about as long as I've been blowing trees. Got the Titan Pond as the heads who they go to see. Well, enlightened mind, I'll take your bread for my potpourri. So who you supposed to be? Baby, I'm the chosen one. Born with the mind of Carnelian and a golden tongue. Plus some golden lungs and a set of swollen plums. Kind soul mentality like a loaded gun. Never known to run, the path I walk is through the vine. So synonymous with lots and lots of fruity pine. It seems so many in this world are so truly blind. Curse of the healer, true enlightened, guess the duty's mine. A thousand to my left and a thousand to my right. I'm face to face with evil, I shall seek your guiding light. And follow, we know our roles as soldiers in this fight. Take a breath into my chest, disappear into the night. A thousand to
my left and the thousand to my right. I'm face to face with evil, I shall seek a guiding light. And Father, we know our roles as soldiers in this fight. Take a hit into my chest, disappear into the night. I exhale the past and always breathe the future. He stays so faithful on a plane that you're not even used to. I carry different colors, red, orange, green, and fuchsia. The type to have you stand in stone like you see Medusa. Let my genius boost ya, it's time to medicate. I prescribe scripts up from bantamweights to heavyweights. Let me take a deep breath, close my eyes and meditate. Midwest connoisseurs will plant our seeds in every state. Baby, get your Betty straight, because they're waging war. Life or death, the type of shit that really shakes your core. I fight the war for that shit that really makes you sore. My mother's nature's finest, don't make you face the floor. But I say fuck the law, the Lord's my judge and jury. And I say fuck the swag, I only smoke the buds of fury. And yes, I'm always calm, but always the one to worry. Cause everyone else in this world's in such a fucking hurry. A thousand to my left and a thousand to my right. I'm face to face with evil, I shall seek your guiding light. And Father, we know our roles as soldiers in this fight. Take a breath into my chest, disappear into the night. A thousand to my left and a thousand to my right. I'm face to face with evil, I shall seek a guiding light. And Father, we know our roles as soldiers in this fight. Take a hit into my chest, disappear into the night. I'm face to face with evil, I'm face to face with evil. I'm face to face with evil, I shall seek a guiding light. Take a hit into my chest, take a hit into my chest, disappear into the night. Father, we know our bones as father, we know our bones as father, we know our bones as soldiers in this fight. Father, we know our bones, father, we know our bones, father, we know our bones as soldiers. A thousand to my left and a thousand to my right. I'm face to face with evil, I shall seek your guiding light. And Father, we know our roles as soldiers in this fight. Take a breath into my chest, disappear into the night. A thousand to my left and a thousand to my right. I'm face to face with evil, I shall seek your guiding light. And Father, we know our roles as soldiers in this fight. Take a hit into my chest, disappear into the night. Father, I thank you for all your blessings. I thank you for all the love that you bestow upon us. I thank you for all your light. Amen.
So, Pat, you got anything you're bringing to the plate today, buddy?
Yeah, I think I got a geek rant just to go through right quick. Okay, anybody seen the movie Death Race? Came out in, was it 2008? Paul W.S. Anderson's remake?
Isn't it Quentin Tarantino?
Race.
Nope.
What am I?
Death Race was
about?
With, the fuck is his name? Statham.
The I guy thought you were going to say John Stamos.
Jason Statham,
right. The guy from Crank, from
Transporter.
Yeah, all that shit.
Is it the British guy that was in Snatch?
Which one?
The, yeah, that's kind of dumb of me. He was the guy, he was a protagonist. He was the one telling the story about the diamond or whatever.
I believe he was in Snatch. I know he was in Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
He is not ugly. He is unugly.
He is the star of the Transporter, right?
All right. Well, anyway, I'm bringing it up because they got a prequel coming out called Death Race: Frankenstein Lives. It's a prequel to, like I said, the Paul W.S. Anderson remake of the Death Race 2000. Which too much backstory. Fuck it. Basically, the whole plot of the new one is that Carl Luke Lucas. New arrival at Terminal Island, prison for the most non-redeemable of convicts, must prove his mettle in a race to the death, which is pretty much the exact plot of the first one. Anyway, this...
So it's a rehash of a rehash of something else that was rehashed.
Basically, yeah.
Rehashed.
Yeah, this one is just, supposedly this one is supposed to show how the death race began. Blah, 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 blah. I know it's going to have a lot of fucking violence. I think it's going to go straight to DVD, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to check it out. But moving on from this one, give you $50 to anyone in this room that can tell me who Carl Luke Lucas is originally in the Marvel Universe.
Do we have, I hear crickets, buddy.
Yeah. get to keep my fucking $50. And fuck who? You guys. Who? Carl Luke Lucas, which is the name of the new Frankenstein in the death in the new Frankenstein, and I'm sorry, in the new Death Race movie.
No, what is he? Aquaman? Come on. Who is he?
I said Marvel, you bitch.
Marvel. I'm gonna make a complete guess.
It's Captain America.
That's what I was gonna say.
Yes,
we're splitting it. We're
$25.
You get to split the weird stare because you're both fucking wrong. Oh God, at least you're hot, Danny. Carl Luke Lucas was the original.
What do I get?
At least you're hot, Danny. Carl Luke Lucas was the original name of Luke Cage, the de facto leader of the New Avengers.
Wasn't Captain America in the Avengers?
If you shut the fuck up and let me finish, you'll hear the rest. No, Captain America was in the Avengers. Yes, Captain America was also in the New Avengers. Luke Cage became the leader of the New Avengers after Captain America's subsequent... I'm sorry, after
Has Captain Planet ever fought Captain America?
Luke Cage became the de facto leader of the New Avengers after Captain America's arrest and subsequent death. Captain America Reborn wraps up later on this month with issue number 5 of the miniseries. After last month's issue number 4 ended with, spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert, the Red Skull taking over Cap's body with the help of Dr. Doom and Arlen Zola. And alert.
I have this Captain America cartoon from 1970 featuring the Red Skull, and it is the worst cartoon I have ever seen. You know what I'm talking about?
Probably so.
Oh my God, Pat, is it bad?
I believe it.
It's so bad, it's funny. All right, continue.
Well, yeah, I could laugh at it. But, yeah, anyway, that is going to wrap up later on this month. Seeing how Norman Osborn was just getting interested in acquiring the technology to get Captain America up underneath his wing, the new miniseries for Marvel, Siege, is going to begin December 2nd. Siege.
My birthday.
December 2nd?
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome.
Happy birthday.
I got a dick in a box. Siege is going to lead to the what a lot of people are calling the Avengers Reassembled, which is going to be Captain America, Iron Man, and Thor all on the same team for the first time in nearly 2 years, just over 2 years, which leads
I'll
us
tell you
to...
what, when Iron Man and Thor get together, it's one hell of a blowout party. There's Coke, it's unbelievable. All right, I'm sorry.
Which leads us to Thor, the movie, which is set to start filming in L.A. God. In January, and then is moving to Santa Fe, New Mexico from March until the late April.
You might as well just give me HIV, because that sounds more interesting than the new Thor movie. It's Thor. He walks around in a loincloth and it has a hammer.
This is why I don't talk to you about Thor. Kenneth Branagh is directing. The movie is going to be starring Natalie Portman, Anthony Ooh. Hopkins, Samuel L. Jackson.
What?
And, of course, Chris Hemsworth, who is George Kirk, as Thor.
Wow.
Yes.
So what's Samuel L. Jackson have to do with Thor?
He's Nick Fury.
And that has to do with...
He's Nick fucking Fury, leader of S.H.I.E.L.D.
And that has to do with... All right, Pat's about to kill me.
He's Nick fucking Fury.
All right, and I'm a douchebag.
It's the douchebag, the douchebag.
Nice.
Pat's the douchebag of the week.
Douchebag. And on that note, I want to thank everybody, Mark, the other Mark, for coming on to the show today. Nate, thank you, George, for...
Mark, Nate, and George.
...taking the time out.
Mark, Nate, and George, nice.
From your very, very busy schedule with Purple Hash Productions and Native World and Psychopathic Records and Live Nation and all the other crap that you do. PurpleHashShop.com.
Happy to be here.
So, yeah, check out George and what he's doing. So, for myself, I'm obviously a douchebag. Big baby P.
Bye-bye.
The lovely Miss Danny Catastrophe.
Peace out.
And we're going to take you out to the brand new Meta Science only on The Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution.
Yeah, knock it out, my niggas. Yeah. to tell you niggas the truth. Your inflated ego has got you hype up in the booth. Over to beat an animal, mutated to a saber tooth. This ain't no movie, Black. None of my niggas play with you. The villain wins in the end. 40 hollows will stay with you. Got the nerve to try to go hard at your favorite crew. A carnivore with spitting, throw you inside my favorite stew. How many motherfucking times I gotta say to you, United States of mine, we the best like DJ Khaled do. Or maybe Khaled, I'm killing you rap bastards. Sensitive as fuck on the track, singing these whack ballads. Chemically peeling you rap faggots. With automatics built into automobiles, causing an audible madness. Screams of terror from every direction, you breathe error. I'm like arthritis, when it rains I tend to flare up and go off of the handle. I'm right there when you stare up. You soft niggas tend to run when it's wet like mascara.